from a different translation, the Kenneth Weiss translation, which is an expanded translation. So you'll hear some words a little bit differently, and he's particularly careful about the tenses. So as we listen to these words this morning, let's open our spirits to hear God speaking to us in a slightly different way, but hopefully very profoundly. For, as for myself, I received by direct revelation from the presence of the Lord that which also I in turn passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night during which he was being betrayed, took bread, and having given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given on your behalf. This be doing with a view to remembering me." In like manner also he took the cup after the partaking of the food, saying, "This cup is the covenant new in its nature, a covenant which is within the sphere of my blood. This be doing as often as you are drinking it with a view to remembering me. For as often as you are eating this bread and drinking this cup, the death of the Lord you are proclaiming until that time whenever he may come. So that whoever is eating the bread or drinking the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let an individual be putting himself to the test for the purpose of approving himself and finding that he meets the prescribed specifications. Let him thus be eating of the bread and drinking of the cup. For the one who eats and drinks is eating and drinking so as to bring judgment upon himself if he does not properly evaluate the body. Because of this, among you are many who have infirmities and are in continued ill health, and a considerable number are sleeping or dead. Now, if we properly evaluated and formed a right estimate of ourselves, in that case we would not be judged. But when we are being judged by the Lord, we are the subjects of a disciplinary judgment in order that we may not be condemned with the world. Well, definitely expanded. But a couple of weeks ago, I dwelt on the remembering aspect quite extensively. And so I won't touch on that today. But I would like to remember again that to remind you that it's the Lord's table. So if you're not a member of this congregation, that's perfectly fine as long as you're a Christian. The important thing is that there are many promises in communion, the promises of supernatural life, forgiveness, healing, etc. But there are also promises of judgment if we partake unworthily. So that's why Paul exhorts us here as by revelation of the Spirit to make sure we partake worthily, appreciating the body of Christ, both Christ's sacrifice of his body and the body of Christ surrounding us. So for this reason, evaluate yourselves, not your neighbor, not your spouse. It's always much easier to be objective about others, isn't it, than to be objective about ourselves. So we do this to remember him, but we also do this to receive life. It's a sacrament. And we know there are a lot of sophisticated theological terms about the taking of communion, but the important thing is it's a miraculous sacrament. It's a supernatural event as we receive these natural items into our body representing Christ. They minister life to us. They become his divine life within us to accomplish their intended purpose. Truly, his body was broken for us to take care of our sins, to give us forgiveness, to give us healing, to do so many things for us. And his blood was sacrificed to seal a new covenant, a new contract of terms of relationship between God and man. So much better than the law of Moses, which we were just unable to keep, still can't keep today. So we come by grace, not because we are worthy, but because he is worthy.